and you're listening to Freeform Radio F.O. Medford. Hello folks, this is Isaac here at 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Medford. Got Charlie Brown music in the background. I have my guest, Hannah Costa, coming, but she is not here yet. She has not yet arrived. Oh, it's just me in the studio. You just heard Epitaph from My Heart by The Magnetic Fields. Next up is Too Young to Die by Agent Orange.
Time I will escape. I'm too young to die. this is real. I guess it's just the way I feel. I don't know why. Well, I learned from my mistakes. This time I will escape. I'm too young to die.
That's where Which is nonsense. since birth. Face worker, a serpentine miner, a roof falls, an underliner of leaf structure, the egg timer.
That was Outdoor Miner by Wire. There are a few other songs there as well. I have a guest here now. I'm going to turn on her mic.
Hi. It's me. It's Hannah.
Hannah's here.
I'm back.
She's in the building.
I'm 16 minutes late.
That's okay. It's my show. I have to run it if you're
exactly.
late. I mean... I get to run it if you are you never mind, that's an off the air question. Anyway, how have you liked the show so far?
Good. I've had that's when I reach for my revolver stuck in my head all day. Ooh, is this like spooky edition?
Kind of. Sort of not really. Like I changed last second to have Agent Orange and Misfits songs because I thought they'd be a little spookier.
A little spooky.
We got Cemetery Gates by the Smiths later. It's in a cemetery.
Yeah. It doesn't sound very spooky though.
Yeah, the background music while we're talking is gonna be spooky, but everything else is pretty much like
run of the mill.
Yeah, you know what you're getting with Hour to Kill most of the time. We got some good stuff though. A lot of British people this week.
That's the vibe I'm getting.
A lot of British people.
Feeling very British this week, are you?
I'm feeling Puritan.
Yeah.
Gonna get the Puritan fit on here in like an hour.
Yay!
Or yes. I guess 2 hours.
I'm gonna be a witch.
I gotta eat, but yeah.
The one he's trying to kill. Burn.
I don't have a stick.
Oh no, we don't have a stick.
I gotta go find a stick.
Yeah, you should go find a stick. You're a guy. Guys like to go find sticks.
Let's go to Powder House at some point and just
find a stick. Find a cool stick.
See if there's cool sticks on the ground. Enough stick talk. I actually carved out some more time to talk, but I can shuffle it around. Hannah Costa, you know, I'm trying to shift. We're gonna have a little more of a interview format sometimes. On here, talked about basketball last week. I'm trying to have more people on. Stay tuned, folks.
Talk about their interests.
More guests, talk about their interests, talk about their programs, talk about. I gotta get more Melisma people on. Maybe talk about their articles or something.
Yeah.
You're. One of your many talents is the sport of Irish dance.
Yes.
Perfected and passed down through millennia of Irish tradition.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, millennia, I guess, yeah.
I was just making numbers up. That was not based on any background research.
I don't know, probably the case.
Very I know that the name for your competitions are based in, like, Irish seasonal festivals or something, right?
Yeah. Fesh is, like, it's like a Gaelic culture festival. And then I think an Oireachtas is also the same thing, maybe just a bit bigger. But, yeah, both words that are used... By me and many. I just spaced out for a second looking at the soundboard, but I don't know, I could talk about it for so long, I just don't know where to start here.
So what's one thing you'd want people to keep in mind about Irish dance if they have no familiarity about it at all? What how would you like introduce them to this crazy world? Is it the show Dance Moms?
No. it's about the dance, but it's also about so much more than just the dance. Also, I mean, people are like, haha, Irish dance, and they fling their legs around. And it's like, you know, maybe there is some leg flingage going on, but I don't know. It's a very, like, very balanced, very athletic sport. It takes a lot out of you. And I think people get wrapped up in the visuals of it, I think, because the look, the competition glam,
the costumes
is like what's very, what's so
costumes,
like unique outfits. About it.
Yeah.
It's very unique in that sense because we have the big hair, and a lot of the time, the hair is fake. We wear big wigs and pin them to our heads with a billion bobby pins and spray tan our legs.
She's big on the bobby pins, folks.
So I have so many bobby pins. They just show up everywhere.
How'd they get
life.
That name?
Exactly. Bobby pins? I don't know.
Robert pins,
yeah. I guess it breaks up into many different competitive levels. I don't know if you have any specific guiding questions, but...
I meant to come up with some, but I don't really have any. I don't know how long I'll spend on this, because... Is it very spooky, do you think?
What?
Is Irish dance spooky? Is it spooky Halloween?
Is that the point? I don't know. I can come on and talk a different time about it.
No,
if you'd
I just
like.
Didn't... You're, yeah, you're just gonna
I
be
mean,
in the studio.
So I've heard in a bit like that Halloween comes from like a Gaelic.
Oh yeah, that's what I
Gaelic
was like.
Thing.
Not with the dance, but that was the next thing I was gonna bring up.
Yeah,
is it Gaelic with it.
Yeah, it is.
So
Gaelic.
You're basically because you're taking a history of Ireland class. You do Irish dance, so. We at the show, we did some calculating. That actually makes you 100% genetically Irish.
Okay. Who else at the show is doing this math?
My team of researchers
yeah.
and fact checkers.
Yeah, this is actually correct. Any of my other genes are...
Costa is one of the...
The most Irish
Old
names.
Gaelic names. It got anglicized, but it used to be... something different.
It used to be Costa with like an M and an H and an E at the end.
There's like a it's written differently. It's like it's a whole different language. Folks.
Yeah. The Ireland history class kind of interesting. So you're talking about this thing called the Gaelic League, which was just this like movement in the late 1800s to keep teaching Gaelic in schools or like start teaching Gaelic in schools and like culture and language and whatnot. Because it was just kind of squashed out for a while. But it's kind of the same thing with many languages where it's like, well, when you don't have the ability to express something in a language that, like you can just, the way you're expressing something is different in one language, and even if you directly translate it to another, I'm not explaining this well at all.
We got some more music coming up. Sorry to cut you off. We got some Britpop type beat, like this. This is Bye Bye Badman by the Stone Roses. You like Stone Roses?
Shrugs.
No strong opinion on the Stone Roses. I'm a fan.
Yeah. bring you down to your knees. Bye bye, Batman.
That was Cemetery Gates by the Smiths. Before that was the song I already introed. We got an Irish dance. What level of championship have you won? Or is that is not really like...
Okay.
What's your highest level accolade, Flex?
Oh. Well, I don't know if I have like a necessarily like an accolade. Because, I don't know. I'm in the top competitive level. I mean, because it's broken up in like... grades and championship. Like, grades are a bunch of different levels within that chunk where it's like novice, advanced, beginner, etc. And then there's preliminary championship where you qualify for your regionals, and you, I believe, depending on the competition, you can qualify to dance some like preliminary championships overseas. And then, but yeah, open championship is the highest level in competitive Irish dance. You automatically then qualify for the North American National Championships, the All Irelands, All Scotlands, Great Britain's, British Nationals, Scottish Nationals.
She's got it all memorized.
I think Australian International Aractus, and among some other things. But yeah, you can go to do overseas competitions. You don't automatically qualify for the Worlds, though. You need to qualify for that at one of those other qualifier competitions. I don't know, I placed like in regionals. I'm now at a point where a lot of people stop by the time they're college age, so the competition pool is much lower, and because of like the way they mathematically decide like who qualifies for the Worlds in each competition, it's like a dependent on how many people are in the competition. So like less people, less spots. So it's much harder now to qualify to go to the Worlds. But that's the ultimate goal for me, is dance at the Worlds. Yeah.
Nice. Very clearly laid out what the hierarchy is and what the
stuff. Yeah, you have
this
to like
is a less specific question.
Yeah.
How do you think Irish dance, I don't know, in a word, like differs from other forms of dance?
We don't use our arms, so that's the first thing.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it is a little, I don't know. I think I can be a bit uppity about it, but I think because, I think it tends to be more intense when you're in a competitive level. Like some people in other kinds of dance will like, they'll have their competitions, but it's like doesn't really, it doesn't seem to be like an end qualifying goal for a lot of people,
it's
unless you're like dance mom's level. It's really, yeah, it's not, and yeah, so I do think it's more intense, but I think I'm biased because I am an Irish dancer. But I think it's more intense for like if you're interested in competing, you kind of get sucked into it. It's like a whole realm, really, whereas in other dances too. I don't know, I can't really speak to it exactly, but I think it's harder than other kinds of dance. But again, I think this is me being biased, but I do think it is harder. I think it can be harsher too. Although, I mean, watching like Dance Moms, you know, these kids are getting yelled at, but
yeah, I feel like,
but there is a lot of
anywhere where you have like individual sports and competitiveness,
you're gonna
see
get yelling,
get really pushed.
I mean teachers get mean sometimes and it's like maybe excessive in some people's eyes, but if that's what gets the kid to be motivated, if that's good, what gets a kid to care, because with any sport, in Irish dance, you get like kids who kind of coast by, or they'll like try to do less stamina, or like I have, there's a girl who, like, watches, I can see her turn her head and watch my teacher while she's dancing, and she'll like not dance as hard while the teacher's not looking right at her. It's really funny. So yeah, the teachers do get mad.
That's very.
They get angry. Not at me as much, because I'm like an adult.
Sports.
Yeah, yeah.
That picture. Yeah, my high school teammate. She's not.
Yeah.
Just constantly looking for, is the coach.
Is the coach watching me? Yeah, yeah. And I do think that now that I'm like in college, and it's like I'm beyond the point that most people do this till. Like most people don't do this in college. So I don't really do that as much. Of course, I'm. You know, guilty of giving myself like a nice break or something, whatever. But I don't know. I think you care a little more when you're 20 and you're doing it versus when you're 15. Yeah, it's a lot. I feel like so disjointed. Like the way my speech is here is just not really. It doesn't all align. I feel like I just have so much to say.
It's kind of like boiling out of you.
I could write like
bursting.
A book. Yeah.
What would the book be about? Would it be just an overview, an intro, or would it be like framing Irish dance in the context of XYZ cultural thingy?
I think it would just be like about it, because I think it's, I don't know, what do you mean framing it culturally?
Well,
it's
like, what's
hard.
Who'd the audience be for the book? Like, what are you going with the book? I'm just taking this overly literally, but like,
yeah, I don't know. I would just be kind of like dumping all I know about it, so it would kind of be like just like a description, but you know what I mean. Not very. I don't know.
Tour of the magical world.
Next question.
What's your favorite? So do you listen to the music from for like, your dances, like on your, like how do you pick out a song you're gonna dance to? Is there like a predetermined list and you get assigned one?
No, you don't. You don't pick one. Well, you pick one for your set dance. That's your third. There's three rounds you'll do in an open championship competition. The set dance is the third, but and you can pick songs from like a given list of like song, like tunes, dances that are accepted by the commission that we dance under.
And do you have a is it like I'm memorizing these steps for this specific song, or is it like knowing principles or something?
It's memorizing like steps and practicing steps and like perfecting them it's so hard to explain this. It's sort of like to songs of a certain tempo and a certain length, where, all right, so there's two hard shoe dances, hornpipe and treble jig, and those alternate. You know, when you're, say you're 11, you do treble jig, when you're 12, you do hornpipe, when you're 13, you do treble jig. It's just like a song of like a different tempo, and there are like, you know, traditional tunes within that, but you don't pick it. Like, everybody's dancing to the same, in your competition, in your age, everybody's dancing to the same, like, type of song. And so that's why you can, like, you're, like, dancing on stage against strangers, like, right next to you. Like, they're also dancing to the same song you're dancing to. And I don't know if that really answers the question as much, or just got so, like...
I think it does.
Yeah.
Like, I was asking what how are you putting the steps together, and you basically said it's, like, learning principles based off a certain kind of rhythm or timing or pattern, and there's some kind of songs that consistently have that, and there's other ones that are a different type. There's a bunch of different types, and you're kind of learning each.
Like
a memorization of steps. It's not just like a, this is what it's supposed to.
You have like hornpipe steps that you dance to a hornpipe, and it's just like a type of song, and it's like a certain, it's like, I believe, 48 bars of music in a hornpipe, something like that. So yeah, so like, yeah, as I said, you're on stage with like strangers, and I've crashed into them before.
It looks pretty silly.
It is silly. Yeah, when
the,
you're
like collisions
outside.
And people just like stepping in front of the other person. It like, it's so coordinated in practice, and then there's those little moments where it breaks a little bit.
You tend to make a face too, like a flat lips, like when it's happening, because you can't really prevent it. So you just like
you
bumper
can't just
cars.
Like, go backwards.
And we don't use our arms. It's like, I can't be like, excuse me. I can't signal at all with my arms. Like, yeah. So it's very silly in that way.
Pogo stick dance, just straight stick up and down.
My friend has described it as the pee-pee dance, and that's just what she's been calling it since like high school, and she still thinks it looks like a pee-pee dance.
I'm choosing not to comment.
Yeah.
On that note, I'm gonna play a song by The Cure.
Yay!
This is Torture. The song is good, though. The song isn't Torture. That's just the name.
This is a crisis, I knew had to come, destroying the balance I'd kept. Doubting, unsettling, and turning around, wondering what will come next. Is this the role that you wanted to live? I was foolish to ask for so much. Without the protection and infancy's guard, it all falls apart at first touch. To a close, brutally taking its time. People who change for no reason at all, happening all of the time. Can I go on with this train of events, disturbing and purging my mind? Back out of my duties when all's said and done, I know that I'll lose every time.
Far from the city, where the Lorax roams free, is the home of the magical truffula trees. In a place you will love, with things you'll adore us, it's a magical spot. We call it the forest.
Everyone here needs the trees.
And who are you?
I'm the Lorax, guardian of the forest.
The forest is there for you to explore. So come once to see it, then come back lots more.
I just like hearing you say it.
Visit discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I don't think Danny DeVito was the Lorax in a movie. I think that was just for that.
For that? Oh, I thought he was. I don't know. It's been a while since I saw the Lorax, because I saw it when it like came out.
Oh no, he's the Lorax in the one. That's you're right.
Yay! I gotta watch that again.
I think I'm good on the Lorax 2012. I've seen it like a few times, and that's more than I ever need. to see it.
I've only seen it the one time. I just didn't appreciate Danny DeVito enough when I saw it.
Yeah, but he's doing a voice for a kid's movie.
No, I know. I wouldn't actually watch
anyway, this is from the movie Halloween. If you've never heard of it,
we watched
guys,
that movie.
Yeah, we did. We've been bouncing through some of the horror semi-classics. I mean, there's some... like Nightmare on Elm Street, where it's like kind of a classic, but it's also doing like kind of a pop horror thing instead of the like Halloween
silly.
Or the Thing or something, where it's just
is the Thing.
More serious.
The Thing is not a Halloween thing.
The Thing is absolutely a horror movie.
It's a horror movie, not like a Halloween movie, though.
I didn't say it was.
Okay.
I was just saying these are types of horror movies that are more esteemed. Anyway, it's spooky
season. We should watch
another. Yeah, maybe we can see if what we have time for tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe if we could pick a short one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got not a lot of time left in the studio. What's the?
Oh wow.
We're gonna do a fusion of our topics. What's the spookiest Irish dance story you had?
Spookiest Irish.
Did someone
dance
get? I don't know. A time where something so scary happened that it made you cry.
I mean, I've cried plenty with Irish dance. Don't even worry.
A really gruesome.
It was never
injury.
Like spook. I mean, I definitely sprained my ankle, which is pretty scary, and it was in like late September, so like Halloween. I don't know. No, I mean, I did hear it pop though, like the.
Yeah, I've had that.
It's like when I went down on
it's like the lowest level of serious injury.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
yeah.
You have to like notice it and there's a recovery time, but you can like you'll be fine.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It was a little funky for a while, though.
Persevered through injury, I think.
Yeah, it's never heals right. Like, I only took like a 2.5 weeks off, maybe at most. Like I did not care.
Play through it or work through it all the time.
No. I don't know. I mean, I don't think I've been spooked really that much. Irish.
What's
dance.
The most Irish Halloween story you have?
The most Irish Halloween story I have?
That's not a good question.
No.
I'm just reversing it.
My roommate has an Irish cheerleader costume that I knew
not
far
the rugby,
too late.
This a different...
It's a cheer... Like, no, like, no. Yeah, it's like a cheerleader. Like, it's a
I
little
see.
Dress.
So it's, yeah... Cheerleading what the Irish?
I don't know.
Rugby,
something
Irish. Just
it's green.
Country of Ireland.
Yeah. Yeah, she wore that last year, or maybe the year before, I don't know. But she offered it to me, but I'm like, oh, we already have our costumes.
Well, if you want to do a Tuesday night on Halloween itself.
What are we doing on Tuesday night?
Homework.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be grinding.
What are we for Halloween this year, Isaac?
The Salem Witch Trials.
Yes. I am the witch. He is the Puritan. Last night we were...
I'm getting Massachusetts style. I'm finally acclimating to the culture.
Yeah, I guess last night we were Dunkin' Donuts. I was Dunkin' Donut employee and he was Donut.
I was Donut.
Yeah.
It was more commented on than I expected.
People liked it.
So I think
I got a lot of compliments. Well, because people like Dunks.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I'm just saying this year I've really assimilated into Massachusetts.
You're truly becoming one.
Duncan and
a true Bostonian.
Because you know what people from Boston like to do is dress up as Boston things.
They love to talk about the Boston things that are perceived by people from abroad.
They switched to a different song off the Halloween soundtrack, and then it made a louder noise in my ear than I expected.
Spooky.
We got one more song after this. We got a little time first.
What song is it?
The last song is going to be Vicious by Wu Wu.
Oh, I love that song.
It's vicious. Like, you know, he's vicious because that's pretty spooky. This is not a very wholehearted Halloween episode.
I'll need to do a Halloween episode because I'm on Monday, which is like the 30th.
Charlie gets Halloween night.
Ooh,
Charlie and like me and
perfect.
Alexia.
Perfect.
Like
oh, that's a big
show.
Night.
They're
yeah.
The ones who actually. Everyone puts in effort here.
No, but
they do like a little bit each week. So that'll be
really
good for them.
Take it to the
hopefully,
next level.
You're not, you listener at home, are not getting too many shows in a row that are just
spooky.
theme from Halloween, theme from The Shining.
Oh, you know what I remember
spooky,
being told
scary
when I first started. WMFO. I started in the spring, but I did get told that on Halloween, so many people played Halloween by Phoebe Bridgers. It was, like, ridiculous.
I have not done this.
Because this is when, like, Punisher had come out.
No, that makes sense.
So, yeah, it was, like, super. And I'm sure they still do it this year. The people love Phoebe Bridgers. As they should.
Folks are at Tufts are big Phoebe Punisher. Has she done anything since then? Just Boy Genius stuff?
Boy Genius.
What about Girl Idiot? And it's a band of a bunch of
I'm starting that band.
Gay white men.
Yeah. I'm starting that band.
Just some more incredible comedy here at
here at
the studio. Stick around. So we just got one more song, Viciously Read. I already said that. And then stick
only
around.
Only because I asked.
Stick around for Pickled Beats right after. That'll be right on the hour. Do you have any closing thoughts? Anything to plug?
Yeah. Well, now that you mention it, I do have this little WMFO show on Monday at 6 p.m. Every Monday, 6 p.m. It's always sunny in Medford. And I'll probably try to do something spooky.
It's always right after one of my classes, so I'll like,
yeah.
Can, like
oh, me too.
Either pop by and be hungry but be on the radio or go home and eat and then
Yeah, because I always get out of class at 5:45.
Thank you, Irish Dance Phenomenon, for this thrown together last minute interview. You
of
were
course.
Excellent,
well,
very cordial, well put together, guests very educated on the topic.
Yeah, I mean, I could do a whole like radio series about it. Like, I could come in and talk every week for an hour about Irish dance, probably.
Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been Hour to Kill on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. This is Vicious.